Kilaim Perkei Mishnah Ches 5:8. The Mishnah now begins to segue from the topic of intentionality, planting with a purpose. And before it does, it bases one more Mishnah here on a pasuk. The pasuk which refers to the prohibition against kilaya kerem, says lo sizer karmacha kilaim. You may not plant in your vineyard, foreign species. Pen tiktesh hamaleya hazera asher tizra, lest the fullness of the seed that you planted become forbidden. So when it says hamaleya hazera asher tizra, the seed that you hazera asher tizra that you planted, that seems superfluous. It could have just said the seed becomes tikdash, becomes forbidden. What does it say? The seed that you planted, of course you planted it. And therefore the Mishnah here's point of departure is that only the kinds of seeds that people plant, meaning cultivated species of plants, those are the ones that can constitute kilaim in a vineyard. But other kinds of species that one doesn't normally cultivate, just, one of the many countless plants that grow by themselves in nature, if that happens to grow inside your vineyard, you have not got a problem of kilaya kerem. So the Mishnah begins by talking about kotsim. Kotsim are thistles. Kots is like a thorn or a pokey thing. So if you haven't seen thistles, hard to describe them. They're a plant that's pokey and normally not cultivated. However, in Arabia, in the Arabian Peninsula, they did cultivate thistles for feeding their camels. So the first point of our Mishnah is, if where we are, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, or wherever you are, if they don't cultivate this particular species locally, in this case, no one in Eretz Yisrael is cultivating thistles because they're just basically weeds. But there's another place in the world, in the Arabian Peninsula, where they do cultivate thistles to feed their camels. The question is that called a cultivated species over here that would constitute kilaim in our local vineyard here in Eretz Yisrael? That's machlokas. The Mishnah says, Hamakayim kotsim bekerem. If one maintains thistles growing in his vineyard, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kiddush. Rabbi Elazar says, yes, it's a cultivated species somewhere in the world, and therefore it's going to be kilaim here in our vineyard locally, in wherever we are in Eretz Yisrael. The Chacham Omrim lo kiddush el davar shekamo makaymen. The Chazal, the Chachamim, say that no, unless it's the kind of species which is locally cultivated, it doesn't constitute kilaya kerem locally, and that's the halacha. The Chacham, it has to be a locally cultivated species. Now we have other species which are normally not cultivated. They are the Eirus, the Kison, the Shoshana Samelech. The identity with plants in general is always harder than Mishnayos, but here Eirus, let's say, is very possibly the iris, the flowering iris, although the Bartender does say that they eat its leaves, but it's a wild flower that doesn't normally get cultivated. Kison, let's call that ivy, very possibly the pshat, but again, ivy grows, and even the same way it's the iris is edible, the kisum is like a decorative element. People purposefully put them around their windows, says the Bartanura, to make like ivy, to make it look pretty, but again, not a cultivated species. And Shoshana Samelech, according to the Bartanura, is the rose. Others understand it's lily, but again, it's some sort of wild flower, which may be very nice, and people pick them, but they don't cultivate them normally. And V'chol Mine Zraim, any other Mine Zraim, Enum Kilaim B'Kerem, those Mine Zraim, which literally mean types of seeds, are not kilaim in the kerem. Exactly what this is referring to isn't totally clear. According to the Bartanura, it would just be stuff like that, meaning stuff like the Eros, the Kisom, and the Shana Samelech, other kinds of wildflowers, etc., that grow. Since they're not cultivated, they don't constitute kilaim. The Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Kilaim, does set out like a quite complicated schematic with botanical taxonomy to set out how flowers are classified, how plants are classified. And this is very important for the Rambam Shita throughout Kilaim, really. He says that, and really in Zraim throughout the Seder, he holds that most of the time plants are grown, many plants are grown to eat their seed. And primary of that, of course, is the grains. You cultivate wheat to eat the wheat kernels, and same with the rice, etc. But other plants, the seeds are not edible. You don't eat them for the seeds. You eat them for the fruit they produce. And those are called zeirone gina, which means literally seeds of the garden. But anything you plant, you know, a cucumber, you plant the seeds, you don't eat cucumber seeds per se, you eat cucumbers, etc. So in Zeronagina, he has two subcategories. One is Mine Zeraim, as mentioned in our Mishnah, and one is Mine Yerakos. Mine Zeraim would be plants that you don't eat the seeds of that are plant that are grown large, like large quantity, and Mine Yerakos are vegetables that grow in small patches. The Rambam understands that Mine Yerakos, the vegetables, are what are asur from the Torah. That's what I keep referring to as grains and greens. So the grains are the tefuah and the greens are the Yerakos, the vegetables, which are asur from the Torah. As opposed to Zeronagin, excuse me, as opposed to Mine Zeraim, other kinds of foods, plants that you plant the seeds, not to eat the seeds, but they're planted in large quantity elsewhere and were grown elsewhere in large quantities. Those are not kilayim. So the Rambam understands that all Mine Zeraim are not kilayim, period. And it's mutter to have them in your vineyard because they're neither grains nor greens. Bartanur understands that it is Asur Madurabanan, but again, that's the Rambam doesn't hold that way. In any case, so those are Mine Zeraim. And that stuff does not constitute kilayim in the kerem, kilayim kerem. Now we have kinbas. Now kinbas is canvas, like the English word canvas, which is the hemp plant. So hemp, it's not clear what's going on here. There's a machlokas from Tarfon Omer Einam kilayim. It's not kilayim. And a Chum Omerim kilayim. It is kilayim. Halach is like the Chacham that it is kilayim. Exactly what the machlokas isn't clear. According to Rambam, it's one of classification. They're arguing over are these Mine Zeraim or Mine Yerakos. Meaning, to the Rambam, do you plant kinbas in large or small quantity when it's growing? It's not clear what's going on. The hemp plant is grown for three reasons, at least. It's grown for industrial purposes to make hemp. That's like rope. So you're not eating that. You're using it for hemp, for the rope, the canvas backpack. Also, the hemp seeds are edible, like as a source of oil, and the leaves of the plants can be smoked, like tobacco, etc. So, whatever the case is, there's a machlokas here between Tarfon and the Chum. If it's kilayim, the halacha like the Chum, it is kilayim. And finally, hakinras kilayim bekerem. Hakinras is kilayim. Kinras, according to Bartanura, is the same as the coats of a dardar, the dardar of Parashas, which is understood by many, including Rashi, to be the artichoke. So, exactly why artichokes would be the subject of debate is not perfectly clear. Again, it could be it's a question of how it grows, or whatever the case is. The Mishnah you're speaking out that, for whatever reason, you might have thought otherwise, the kinras artichoke is indeed kilayim in a vineyard.